Are you standing still? Still as you can. If you want to walk around the park with the Viros, you're going to have to get small. Really small. So your voice goes squeaky. To get really small, you have to be really still. If you move around, you'll end up with a big head or a big toe or a big thumb or something. How funny would that look? We'd all be walking through the park having a merry time, and you'll be dragging this huge man-sized bum behind you. Not ideal for an inconspicuous stroll in the park. Okay, so stand still. That's it. You can speak now. The Viros, short for Viromentians, are meeting us on the path leading out of the car park towards the wide open space of the park. Here they are now. Mulberry Wild, Medium Berry Rumblethorn, and Gum Nutter don't usually come to Hanlon Park. We're very lucky. They spend most of their time in 7th Brigade Park, Chermside, though they've been known to try a bit of surfing at J.C. Slaughter Falls, Mount Cutha. They prefer to travel by tree trunk through the old stump-to-stump portal network, but they rode on a noisy miner to get here. Those birds, noisy by name and nature. Chatter, chatter, chatter. You might have seen a Viro before without realizing. They look a lot like plants and are well camouflaged. They're usually named after what they look most like. Mull has a long face, rosy cheeks, and an elegant, juicy head on strong, thin limbs. She wears a hat made from dried frangipani petals. Something would try to eat her otherwise. Hugemans, birds, every creature in the park likes mulberries. You can put them in muffins and pancakes. They're real nice in smoothies, too. Scrumptious! Don't tell her I said that. Gum, on the other hand, doesn't look anything like edible. He looks as if he's fallen from a very tall gum tree and hit every branch on the way down. Under a hat made of leaves and gum nuts hides a head shaped like leaves and gum nuts, with arms and legs the color of eucalyptus twigs. Gum is solid and nuggety next to the tall, gangling Midgeon berry, especially since Midge is shaking from his bulbous white freckled head to his wiry limbs. He's not keen on flying. Mull and Gum look at each other. Are you all right, Midge?
Yes, he shivers. I'm cool. Totally ready for an adventure.
Poor Midge. We begin walking toward the big play area at the Logan Road end of the park, near the exit to Junction Street. We're following the path, which turns right into open ground, when Mull shouts,
Duck!
Where? Midge asks, but Gum is already pulling him to the ground. Mull has curled up in a ball beside him. A black and white streak whooshes past, wheels in the sky, and returns low and fast. Its beak snaps right beside you.
The tunnels!
Gum shouts. He helps you scramble to your feet, and you all sprint along the path, taking the sharp left turn towards the series of tunnels under Cornwall Street. 1 minute walk, 100 to 150 metres from car park entry to Hanlon Park. Take left turn on walk bike track towards tunnels running under the bridge. There is a marked tunnel for pedestrians and one marked for bicycles.